It's a Fastlane on 101 ESPN with Brad Thompson and Chris Ron. Jim Anthony Salter. Let's head to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. We're joined by NHL Insider with ESPN.com, Emily Kaplan. You can follow her at Emily M. Kaplan on Twitter. Emily, how are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
We're doing very well. We appreciate you joining us. The latest Stanley Cup final can run for this season is October 2nd. That's the date. The NHL draft will be then held on October 6th, and then free agency will begin either October 9th or 7 days after the Stanley Cup is awarded, whichever is later. Boy, that's a quick timeline for the NHL to wrap up its postseason, Emily, and then get to its offseason.
It is, and the only thing I would caution you guys when you say those dates is everything is still fluid and flexible. You know, the NHL also said they want to start next season with training camps on November 17th and the season starting on December 1st, which, again, is a very quick turnaround, but we don't know what the next couple months will look like. The way they could wrap this up that quickly, though, is we're looking at 3 games a day, especially in this qualification round and round-robin play. So it's a hockey viewer's dream. You've got, like, almost 15 hours straight of hockey, considering it's two hub cities, 2 hours apart. But it's a lot for these guys to squeeze in just to get it done.
Hold on. It is, in fact, a ton. Emily, sorry about that. I don't know how to turn on my microphone.
We're still figuring things out.
Emily, it is a ton. It's a lot to squeeze in. You mentioned everything is fluid at this point. I am so interested, though, because my background is baseball. There's no bubble for baseball. They're starting July 23rd. They're going to all these different venues. I'm very interested in how the bubble is going to work. When you look at it, you look at Edmonton, you look at Toronto, how do you feel about the concept in general? And how confident are you they're going to be able to get that done?
I think they can. You know, when you look at those two cities, they are cities, and you're like, well, it's not Disney World. How are they going to keep everybody contained? But it's really a campus-like setup that the NHL is creating in both of them, where they're going to create enough entertainment options, enough food options. And look, these are hockey players. They're a little more disciplined than maybe some other athletes. They're there to win the Stanley Cup. I would be shocked if we hear stories of guys like going to bars or clubs or anything like that, because also teams would also get fined or potentially lose a draft pick if there's violations of it. So the stakes are pretty high here, and I do think that everyone is going to comply. That said, it is nearly impossible, as this virus is living among us, to guarantee that you know, nobody can contract it. And there are hotel workers, and they're being tested daily, and, you know, people at the restaurant. But they are also going home, and who knows what else they're doing. So we'll see how well they can contain it.
So does each team have, like a hall monitor situation going on where they're going to be paying attention to everything every player on the teams are doing?
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's a very strict list of each team can have a 52-member traveling party, and one of those persons must be, and I don't have the exact title in front of me.
I think it's Narc.
It is Narc.
Yeah.
I think they're just going to end up calling him Narc. But it is someone on the team to make sure that everybody's doing their job. And, like, everything is super strict into the book. Like, each player has his own hotel room. They're not allowed to go into each other's hotel rooms. Each team is going to have a floor. So the NHL has thought a lot of this out.
That seems to be really difficult to tell them they're not going to be able to go to each other's hotel rooms. Does it seem like, because guys are going to want to hang out.
Play video games, right? You're in a bubble.
Yeah, video games, that sort of thing.
Prepare for the next game?
Yeah, we just played it.
Oh. Yeah, that just...
Not going to the bar.
My bad. But you definitely can't go to the bar. It just seems like a really massive, a difficult undertaking for everybody to accomplish all of this. So what is your level of confidence they're going to be able to get through this whole thing? We know they're going to start on time, probably, but being able to finish the season with a Stanley Cup champion, how likely is that to you?
I'd say it's more likely than not, but I'm also in the position where I won't believe it until I see it. And we're seeing what's happening with Major League Soccer right now. And they thought they had everything figured out. Now you have teams dropping out of the tournament because there's outbreaks and they haven't been able to figure it out. So I'm pretty confident the NHL can do it. And out of all the major sports leagues here in North America, it does seem like they've taken the most patient approach, the most careful approach. And the fact they're going to Canada does help them because the virus has been a bit more contained there than here in the U.S., but we shall see.
NHL Insider with ESPN.com, Emily Kaplan joining us right now on the Fastlane on 101 ESPN at Emily M. Kaplan on Twitter. Anything else that you have found interesting when you look at the protocols for the NHL postseason, Emily?
You know what I find interesting is that training camps are supposed to start on Monday, July 13th, and in training camps, they're not going to have a bubble environment. All of these guys have come from all over the world, and they will be in their playing cities for 12 days. And, you know, I talked to GM of the Wild, Bill Guerin, on our podcast this week, and I'm like, what are you going to say to these guys to make sure that, you know, they behave and they're not going out? And, you know, we saw what happened with the Blues of, you know, if the virus is living amongst us, it's inevitable that guys are going to get it. And he was like, you know, we're going to tell everyone to try to be responsible, try to stay away from the bars. And I was shocked that he said try. I thought he would be like, do stay away from the bars. But I do find it interesting over the next, you know, 2 weeks that we are in a very high risk situation for guys contracting the virus. And that could, you know, delay whether some guys are available or some teams are even available at the start.
Emily, I'm interested in availability with in the sense of, does everybody want to play? We've seen it with Major League Baseball now that they've had players opt out. The NBA has had the same. I haven't heard anything as far as the NHL goes of individuals opting out. What are you hearing on that front?
Yeah, so whenever they ratify this return to play protocol in CBA, which we're expecting to happen tomorrow, guys will have 3 days to notify their team that they will opt out, and they're not going to have any penalty whatsoever. That was the agreement they made between the players and the league. Talking to GMs, talking to agents, you know, there's some rumor that some guys could opt out, and if they do, it would probably be for health reasons. For family reasons, maybe a guy's wife is pregnant, he wants to be with her. Maybe someone in their family needs extra care. There is sense that there could be maybe a handful of guys, but I don't think it's going to be a mass exodus. And I don't know if we're even going to see any star players. If we see a couple guys, it might be guys that you've never even heard of. So I'm pretty confident that the NHL will have a high participation rate.
And so the CBA likely gets ratified tomorrow, correct? Or by tomorrow?
Yes, what I've been told is that, you know, it only needs a simple majority, and because they're lumping this all together, there's going to be some dissenters, but people believe a majority of guys are going to vote yes.
Okay, and so there are two things about that. Players then have 3 days after that happens to decide if they're going to play or not, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, and then the other greater picture thing here is that there's going to be labor peace then for the next several years. You're not going to have to worry about a lockout or a strike anytime until 2026.
Yeah, no, that's one of the most shocking things about this, especially what we're seeing in baseball right now with the two sides essentially warring. The NHLPA and NHL have been incredibly collaborative during this, and CTA is really exciting to me because it includes a very cool provision that NHL players can return to the Olympics in 2022 and 2026. They obviously didn't go in 2018 for the first time since 94, and guys are going to be very pumped about that. They love representing their countries.
Emily, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it, and good luck watching all this hockey.
It's coming.
My pleasure.
It's coming.
It's coming. Well, guys.
I hope it gets, you know.
Stop the hope stuff.
Okay.
Emily, it's happening,
it's
right?
Happening.
It will.
It's
Emily.
Fine. Yeah, exactly. All right.
Oh,
that's
oh, we lost Emily.
Yeah. She
was going to say yes.
She was.
Yeah, she
absolutely.
Was.
She said she was going to say eliminate hope from your vocabulary, mm-hmm. Anthony. That was something that Andrew Brandt said on our show. A while
2 months ago now.
Right.
And
yep.
We've been trying to do that, but you have really been hindering us with that.
Well,
also,
we
were told via the text line that it was actually Ernie Banks that called Jose Oquendo the secret weapon.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it came from the text line. I believe it.
We just call Ernie and ask him.
He's dead.
No, he's not. He's
Roger.
In the burbs up north in Illinois.
He's not in Bolingbrook. He's not in Woodridge. He's not in Naperville.
He's in
Those
Lyle.
All sound like
he's
nice
not
places.
In Romeoville.
I think he's in Lyle.
He's not in Lyle. He's not in Downers Grove.
Are those all nice?
Some. Mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Cold in the winter, though.
I'm from Bolingbrook. I'm from the Brook.
I think he might be in Hoffman Estates.
Did you go to Bolingbrook High School?
I did not. No. I went to Neuqua Valley High School.
Oh, they weren't very good at sports.
Well, it was brand new.
Yeah.
And no, we weren't.
I know.
How do you know?
How?
Anthony played sports there.
That's terrible.
You are just...
What a terrible thing to say to a person.
I'll tell you what, PT. I don't even know what to say.
You're a good athlete, Anthony. It was just an easy one.
That's Brad Thompson. World Series champion.
Tell your parents I'm sorry. I know they're listening. I know you're a good athlete. He's a great athlete.
My dad was
on
the show.
He's a friend. I know, and he loved watching you play all
the
time. I know.
And then you come out with this crap?
I apologize, though.
On old days, on a Thursday in July, in a pandemic, yeah. You come out with that.
Dude, when you have a chance to make a joke when people are sad all the time, you just take it.
No, I appreciate that. Yeah. Can Cardinal players actually win jobs in the next 3 weeks? We'll discuss that next year on 101 ESPN.